You're listening to SBS News.
JJ, drop that beat!
While skateboarding, surfing, BMX and rock climbing will be making their debuts at the Tokyo Olympics this month, another unconventional sport will have to wait a little longer. Breakdancing was born in the 1970s by hip-hop pioneers in the United States, but in 2024, it will truly enter the mainstream when it debuts at the Paris Olympics. 26-year-old Ukrainian Katerina Pavlenko, who dances under the name Big Girl Kate, hopes she'll be there.
Oh, that would be cool to tell to my grandkids that it was an Olympics.
The inclusion of these urban and lifestyle sports is a bid by the International Olympic Committee to lure younger audiences. Breakdancing will be called breaking at the Games, as it was by its founders. While it has traditionally taken place in city streets away from authority, Katerina Pavlenko is embracing her sport's new platform.
It's hard because a lot of people are like, no, let's just keep it underground, let's keep it like that, but underground will be always there. Like, you can always come back and do it for fun, but I think it's time for breaking to go to another level, for being more known.
And she says breaking has always been competitive.
For us, it's hard to accept it because like it's a big stage and you have to be a certain way, but it's been competitive. The battles is always about the winner, who wins or who someone is winning, someone is losing.
33-year-old Brazilian breakdancer Fabiano Lopez discovered the sport nearly 30 years ago when he caught snippets of B-boys doing windmills on television. Better known to his 500,000 Instagram followers as B-boy Nguyen, Lopez now teaches dancers and hopes to be at the Games as either a contender or a coach.
Hopefully, I'm being hopeful that it's going to be a positive result after all, you know. So regardless who's going to be judging, how it's going to be judging, who's in control of this, who's competing, who's coaching, all of that, you know, at the end of the day, if something that makes hip-hop, it makes this culture rise above, you know, this is all that matters for me.
Lopez believes exposing global audiences to his sport via the Olympics will be a good thing.
It takes years and sweat, blood and tears for us to create a movement, you know, so I think like overall, like society needs to understand a little bit more of how amazing this art form, just like as football, as a soccer or a basketball player.
For 27-year-old American Victor Montalvo, going online was a turning point for him in understanding the global appeal of the sport. And a platform like the Olympics will inspire a new generation of dancers.
When I was younger, I thought like I was the only breaker in the world, like me and my crew. And we'll find like some B-boys in this city, that city, like nearby. But once YouTube came around, like around 2005, that's when I started getting into YouTube. I saw like there was a scene all around the world.
Montalvo was originally inspired to break dance by his father and his father's twin, who used to dance in their native Mexico. He now dances as B-boy Victor. Like the other dancers, he's waiting to see the International Olympic Committee's effect on the sport and how the qualifying process will work.
There's a foundation to this. There's you have to create your own identity. You have to have your own originality. You have to be creative. You have to dance to the music. There's a foundation with the moves, you know, that you have to learn to understand more of it, to have more vocabulary.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.